What?
Nothing.
Stop it.
No, you look cute.
I'm eating.
Well, you eat cute.
I do not eat cute. No one eats cute. Bambi, maybe, but he's a cartoon.
Welcome to the Ultimate Gilmore Girls Movie Night Podcast. I'm Philip.
I'm Courtney.
And we are back and better than ever.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, sure.
Yeah. I was going to sing the opening song for Bambi, but I couldn't think of it off the top of my head as we began recording.
I don't know what the opening song is.
It's because you missed it yesterday.
That's true. I was talking about
it. Yeah. My first thing that I thought of was the song from Lady and the Tramp. And this is the night, but that's not the song. It's a good song.
There's a lot of instrumental stuff in the song, though. Is it? It's not one of those.
No, yeah.
It's like an actual song.
Yeah, it is an actual song. I can't remember how it goes, though. It's killing me. Don't worry, I will play it.
Okay, good, because I'm gonna take a bite of my cannoli.
Ha ha ha, cannoli. This is the beginning.
There's words?
Yeah. Wait for it.
Oh, yeah.
Love never ends. That's how it goes.
Got it.
Yeah. All right. But now it's too late, so.
It's gone too far.
It is a good song. I remember listening to the intro. Oh, I forgot about that song.
It's a song.
It's a good song.
It's a song.
So how are you doing?
You know, I'm here.
That's good. That's good. What's new with life?
It's stressful.
Well, that sucks.
But, you know. Have we done Halloween since?
No.
Since our last one?
No, I don't believe so.
We made Halloween.
We did?
Our kids are wusses.
Hey, 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 hey. Sometimes it's cold.
It's barely cold.
Sometimes it's cold.
We weren't even wearing jackets. It wasn't even that cold.
Sometimes it's cold.
Oh my gosh. Suck it up.
I gotta stand up for all the wusses out there like I was when I was a kid.
Suck it up, Oklahoma.
Sometimes it's cold and you just want to go home.
One Halloween.
And as a parent who really didn't want to walk around the neighborhood, I was happy that we went home.
One Halloween it snowed. And I still had my mom drive me to the next neighborhood to trick-or-treat in two neighborhoods.
So driving.
To the next neighborhood so to driving. Let me out so
not
that I
walking.
Could go. No. When we got to the neighborhood, she opened the door and I got out and I went from house to house.
Okay.
I didn't get back in the car. Are you kidding me?
Okay.
I've never trick-or-treated and like been in a car. I've gone to different neighborhoods in a car, but that's it.
I don't trust anything that comes out of Pennsylvania. So there is that. There is that. But yes, we did not trick-or-treat that long.
I'm supposed to trust Texas more than Pennsylvania.
I was in Oklahoma when I did that.
I mean, I know, but like, you like Texas. You like things that come out of Texas.
I like the Cowboys.
Okay. I still don't trust you think I should trust Oklahoma?
More than Pennsylvania? Yeah.
Stop it.
100 times.
Stop it.
Okay.
Politically, educationally.
Yeah, but they're mean. I'm mainly thinking about Philadelphia.
They're not mean.
They're horribly mean.
They're
snowballs at Santa.
No, they're just very dedicated fans. The city in general is not mean.
I don't know. Okay.
They just really like their team, unless their team doesn't do well.
And then they hate their team.
You know, it is what it is.
Okay. Well, we went trick-or-treating. The Beatles released a new song. I was excited.
Yeah.
They released a new music video. I was excited.
Yeah.
To that song. We talked about it last time we recorded. They re-released the Red and Blue album. I was excited. I haven't listened to it all the way through, though.
I was going to say, you haven't played me any of those songs.
Well, it came out today.
Oh, okay.
It was released today.
BravoCon happened.
I was excited.
You did watch some of it with me.
I did.
I'm a big fan of the like live streaming they had this year. I don't remember doing that last year.
If you like Bravo, Peacock is the streaming service
to
have.
I'm telling you. It was fun, though. It was fun to watch. And now I get to listen to all the podcasts from all the podcasters that were at BravoCon.
That's like me this last week when I've been listening to all the Beatles podcasts. Mm. It's been fun.
Yep. It's similar.
Just like that?
Exactly like that.
Yeah. OSU won Bedlam.
Yeah.
That was exciting because OU sucks. Kicking them on their way to the SEC.
Okay.
F off, OU.
Sure. Sounds good. Ramona Singer was banned from BravoCon. That's my excitement.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, she's racist. So.
Oh, that's not fun.
I mean, she sucks. Like, no one likes her, so it's fine. Okay. Her daughter still went, though. So that's great.
Okay, well, that's basically been
Craig Conover doesn't think that pandas are real.
Yeah, Craig from Southern Charm doesn't think the pandas are real. I know stuff.
I know, you got it.
Doesn't think the pandas are real.
He's sad about it, though. He wishes they were.
Yeah. So, let us know if you think pandas are real.
Pandas are real.
I never said they weren't.
Pandas are effing real, bro.
I never said they weren't. Unlike birds, which we know aren't real.
Birds are, I had pet birds. Birds are definitely real. What was the... Oh, never mind. It was pandas. I was like, wasn't there something that I said I'd seen that someone thought wasn't real? It was pandas. Yeah. It was the same conversation.
Yeah.
I've seen pandas. They're real.
Okay. So speaking of pandas, let's talk about a deer.
Also real.
Also
I've also seen those.
This is... We watched a movie called Bambi.
Yeah, let me pull up the references because there's a lot.
What references are there on Gilmore Girls?
Season 1, episode 16, Rory says, I do not eat cute. No one eats cute. Bambi, maybe, but he's a cartoon. Season 2, episode 12, Rory says, no, being the poster girl for censorship is not a little funny. The only videos not behind the curtain are Bambo and Dumby. Season 2, episode 22, Lorelai says, Dad, glad you're here. We're just talking about how pretty Rory is. Big eyes, baby, give him the Bambi face. Season 3, episode 14, Luke says, does it act all peaceful and Bambi-like and then suddenly attack like the rabbit in Monty Python? Those two references. Season 3,
episode... Wait, so are we going to watch my... never mind. This isn't in order, so that's like seasons. So at some point, we will watch Monty Python. Keep going. Yeah, I'm sorry.
But not for that
reference. I was thinking that was There's this reference, but that was later on.
There's another Monty Python reference.
Okay.
Season 3, episode 22, Gypsy says, you want to kill the little romping Bambis? Season 5, episode 6, Rory says, what makes you think something's wrong? Lorelai says, you've got Bambi voice. Season 5, episode 19, Rory says, well, to make a long story short, Logan's family hates me. And Lorelai says, that's impossible. It's like hating Thumper. No one hates Thumper.
Okay.
The end. That's it.
What's your history with Bambi?
I mean, I've seen it. It's not one that I remember a ton from my childhood. Mm-hmm. I know I did watch it because I named my rabbit Thumper when I was 6. So, like, I know I watched it. Mm-hmm. I just don't. Have a ton of memories.
It's one of those many movies for me that I feel like has been there my whole life.
Yeah, it's just there.
Even though it's
not one you pick to watch. It's just there.
Yeah. It's interesting because the movie's about an hour and 9 minutes long. And like spoil Dumbo. And I'm gonna give some spoilers for those who haven't seen it. The mother dies. But Bambi's mom, when she dies, in my mind it's always near the beginning of the movie. And it's like 50 minutes, 45 minutes.
I always
in.
Think it's at the beginning too.
It's 45 minutes in. In fact, it happens once when you think she's going to die and she doesn't. Because
I think that's why we mixed it up. And there's also a gunshot then, too.
Yeah, there's a gunshot, too. But the music makes it sound like... I guess the music is just hunters are coming. They're in danger.
Yeah. But something. I mean, something gets shot.
Yeah. But I always... Something gets shot then?
I mean, not someone we know, but like someone gets shot.
Well, do we see it?
I think... No, I don't think we...
Not that time. Know. We see it when that bird gets shot, but that's that yeah. Pigeon. Yeah, but that's later.
It's not a pigeon because it's not New York.
Are pigeons only in New York?
No, I'm sure they live in other places. I just don't think of pigeons as living in forests. Maybe. Do they live in forests? Do pigeons live in forests?
Are pigeons real? Are they like pandas?
I wish they were real.
Nobody wants pigeons to be real.
Oh, poor Craig.
That and geese.
Conspiracy theories. I also learned tonight from Craig that... you need to call aliens space people because aliens is derogatory.
Yeah, it is.
Why aren't we recapping Southern Charm? There's so much more there.
Because I don't want to watch it.
By the way, for the people who watch Bravo, tonight, the what? November, what's today? Stop, listen to me.
What?
I listen to all of your football stuff, Beatles stuff, Gene Kelly stuff. Give me this. I just want Bravo.
I know, and I'm excited for you.
You're the worst. Anyway, today, November 10th, was when the latest episode of Southern Charm came out. It's really, really good. And no one's talking about it. I haven't seen anybody posting about it at all, but it's a really good episode. There's a lot of drama, and Shep is a horrible human being. Somehow we still allow him to be on our TVs, but he's really just a bad guy. Austin, also a bad guy.
Yeah.
And Craig doesn't think pandas are real. All and of it, these people have been on TV for 7, 8 years.
Probably have a lot of money.
Well, they already had, well, not Craig, but Shep already had a lot of money.
Okay.
He's got like old South family money. He's the one who convinced his girlfriend to quit her job so that they could travel the world for a year, and then he broke up with her after they got back.
That's not very nice.
He's kind of a bad guy.
we're going to start talking about Bambi.
Okay, fine. Bradley's just way more interesting, but whatever.
Nobody listens to us for our Bravo news.
I would much rather talk about Olivia and Taylor's relationship, but, you know, whatever. It's fine.
Olivia de Havilland? She's dead. What? She is.
She's dead.
Her sister, Joan Fontaine, is also dead.
Okay. This Olivia is not. I don't know what her last name is. But her brother did just die.
Oh.
So don't you feel bad now?
No. What's his name?
Oh, my gosh. They mentioned him. Connor, I think. He's not on the show, but.
Oh, okay. All right. A doe gives birth to a male fawn named Bambi, who will one day take over the position of Great Prince of the Forest. Bambi grows up attached to his mother, with whom he spends most of the time. The fawn is befriended by an eager, energetic male rabbit named
Thumper.
Thumper.
My Thumper had lop ears, and he was brown.
That doesn't look like this Thumper. I had a stuffed animal Thumper growing
like
up.
Like that looked like Thumper?
That is Thumper.
That's cool.
We might still have it.
I have a vague memory of seeing it.
The girls might have it, or they did at some point, I feel like.
My bunny was supposed to be a mini lop-eared bunny, and he was ginormous.
Mm.
We put him in a stroller and walked him around. Wow. And we put clothes on him.
Okay.
He was like the world's best bunny. My sister's bunny was not.
That's what I hear.
Chrissy was mean. Thumper was great. Thumper never bit me. Chrissy bit me.
Probably because of the name Thumper. Is better than Chrissy.
Well, and also maybe because I played with him and Chrissy just intercaged all the time.
Maybe. Anyway, Thumper helps to teach him to walk and speak. A young male skunk he mistakenly calls Flower. Flower.
You can call me Flower if you want to.
I say that way too often.
You do say it a lot.
That's
not even what he says, actually. He says he can call me Flower.
Yeah, but I always say you can call me Flower. I don't know why I say that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I should.
I don't know, but I feel like I've heard you say it a lot.
I don't know when it comes up, though.
Our girls were very upset that Flower was a boy.
Yeah.
At the end, when they show them all older with deeper voices, Adele said, I thought Flower was a girl. And I was like, no, it looks like Flower is a boy. That's not okay.
And a female fawn named Philippe. Curious and inquisitive, Bambi asks about the world around him and is cautioned about the dangers of life as a forest creature by his loving mother. One day in a meadow, Bambi briefly sees the Great Prince, but does not realize that he is his father.
Here's the thing. This is kind of like The Lion King, where you have to just acknowledge that, like, Mufasa fathered all of the cubs there with all of the different lionesses.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Bambi's the same way, because they keep saying he's the Great Prince of the Forest, and there are no other men that you're seeing.
See, I've never assumed that he was everybody's father.
Oh, I have.
Never.
Who,
until
Mufasa
this
or... The prince of the forest.
The deer. The prince of the forest.
No, when we watched it last night, I was like, well...
I mean, are there many other deer? There's, like, Feline.
That's true.
And Bambi. Are there any other deer that we really see? Probably when they're running.
Yeah. I mean, you see, like, groups of them.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Any other, like, young fawns?
I mean, just Feline's mom.
Which also means Feline and Bambi are siblings.
Just like Nala and Simba.
No! Disney's ruining everything.
I mean, Disney's not ruining it. The world of animals is doing it.
As a great prince wanders uphill, he discovers the human hunter named Man, by all the animals, is coming and rushes down to the meadow to get everyone to safety. Bambi is briefly separated from his mom during that time, but is escorted to her by the Great Prince as the three of them make it back to the forest just as Man fires his gun. And I think that's when I thought, I always think Bambi's mother dies sooner than she does.
Because no one else knows anything about Bambi except for the fact that his mother dies.
Mm-hmm.
That's all anyone knows about the movie.
I mean, you know Thumper. And I had friends who would always say the whole Twitter-pated speech. My friend Alex would always do it.
I've never heard anyone say that.
It was hilarious. My friend Alex used to always do that.
I don't know that... I love Alex. But I don't know that something that Alex often did is a good comparison for, like, things that everyone does.
That's not true.
Alex is kind of like a unique character in and of himself. I love him. I'm just saying.
Everybody used to do that.
This was like when Weird Al came to Oklahoma City and you were like, everyone's at Weird Al. And I was like, okay. Everyone's at Weird Al.
Was that in Oklahoma City or when I went to? I think that was before I went. Yeah, I had a lot of friends who were going to that concert, though.
I feel like you said that about Garth Brooks once, too.
I don't know that much about Garth Brooks.
But I think that you had a lot of friends who went.
I think I did.
So and I said, everybody's commented and I was like, no one I know is going to see Garth Brooks right now.
He went to Oklahoma State. Go Pokes! That's all I have to say about that.
Okay.
During Bambi's first winter, he and Thumper play in the snow while Flower hibernates. One day, his mother takes him to find food when Man shows up again. As they run off, his mother is shot and killed by the hunter, leaving the little fawn mournful and alone.
It's really sad.
It is.
And even sadder when you're an adult watching it and you realize there's no way that that buck came and, like, gathered Bambi and, like, took him under his wing or whatever. In real life, Bambi would just have to fend for himself.
Yeah. And also watching it with our very sensitive 7-year-old. And I was like, there were parts of the movie as we were getting to it. I was like, oh, no, this isn't good.
I know. When you first said we were going to watch it with them, I was like, are we
going to? We did.
I mean, I'm the one who took her to the bombing memorial. But like,
you did take her to the bombing memorial?
I told a subject about that the other day.
What were you thinking?
I was thinking I wanted to see my sister. That's what I was thinking. But I told a subject that the other day, and he just looked at me and was like, why did you think that was a good idea? And I was like, I didn't think it was a good idea. I didn't think it was a bad idea. I just wanted to see my sister.
Oh, man.
Whatever. We're just giving her reasons to go to therapy. It's fine.
Yeah. The great prince leads Bambi home as he reveals to him that he is his father. Does he reveal that?
Yeah, he does.
Okay. I don't remember. Does he say, is it like Darth Vader?
I don't think he says it like that, but he does say something like, you are my son, or something like that. I don't know. He says, your mother can't be with you anymore. I do know that.
Okay. I don't remember him saying that you're my son or I'm your dad.
He says something. Okay.
But there was a point when I was walking with Muffin, so I might have been gone. I don't know. Next year, Bambi has matured into a young stag, and his childhood friends have all entered young adulthood. They are warned of Twitter patient by friend Al, and they will eventually fall in love. Everyone talks about being Twitter pated, but the trio views the concept of romance with scorn. I love the words this uses. It's exciting.
Where is that synopsis from?
I don't know. I think IMDb.
Oh. Someone really worked hard on that.
Yeah. Thumper and Flower soon encounter their beautiful romantic counterparts, which we never see again, and abandon their former thoughts on love. Bambi encounters Feline as a beautiful doe, which brings us to today's segment.
I don't have a Bravo on.
I mean, we talked about Bravo.
If I didn't connect it to
Okay. 5 degrees or less of Gene Kelly. Anne Gillis, who plays adult Feline, is in The Time of Their Lives with Marjorie Reynolds. Marjorie Reynolds is in Broadway Melody of 1938 with George Murphy and Judy Garland. George Murphy and Judy Garland are both in For Me and My Gal with Gene Kelly. And then Judy Garland's with two other movies, but I'm not going to get into that. Also, I could have said Anne Gillis is in The Time of Their Lives with Marjorie Reynolds, who's in A Holiday Inn with Fred Astaire, who's in Ziegfeld Follies with Gene Kelly. I didn't go that route. But there were a couple ways I could have gone.
Impressive.
Yeah. Any Bravo?
I don't, but I didn't look. I bet I could.
I bet you could. I bet you could for all of them.
I probably could. It's a wide enough universe. I feel like it'd be easier for me than it is for you with Gene Kelly. By the way, two of the podcasts I've been listening to about BravoCon said that this like 87-year-old woman was at BravoCon. And she was supposed to go with her friend, but her friend canceled or got sick or something, couldn't go, and her husband died like a year ago, and so she just went by herself, and she like went to Watch What Happens Live or something, and Andy like called her up on stage because she's like the oldest BravoCon attendee. And she said, I made 12 friends here. And Andy said, can I be your 13th? And yay. Like multiple podcasts have talked about this woman. She's like famous now.
That's funny. That's funny.
And I just think that's adorable. It is. She just told them all, like, Bravo just makes me happy. I was like, me that's too. That's good.
Oh, that's nice. It makes me happy. Their courtship is quickly interrupted by a belligerent older stag named Rono. Apparently he has a name. According to this, I'm putting a lot of my trust in IMDb, which is never a good idea.
No, probably not.
Who attempts to force Feline away from Bambi. Bambi successfully manages to defeat Rono in battle and earn the rights to the doe's affection.
Because that's normal.
I mean, it definitely was probably in 1941?
Whenever in this came out. In the Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
I don't know that men were, like, physically fighting each other.
I don't know. I feel like it did happen.
They were probably, like, boasting in front of each other, but I don't know that they were, like, locking horns.
Well, humans don't have horns. Metaphorically. They're metaphorical horns.
Metaphorical horns.
Bambi's awakened afterward by the smell of smoke. He follows it and discovers it leads to a hunter camp. His father warns Bambi that man has returned with more hunters. Bambi is separated from Feline in the turmoil, but finds her cornered by man's vicious hunting dogs, which he manages to ward off. Bambi escapes and is shot by man, but survives. Meanwhile, their campfire suddenly spreads into the forest, resulting in a wildfire from which the forest's residents flee in fear. Bambi, his father, Feline, and the forest animals manage to reach shelter on a riverbank. And then later, the following spring, Feline gives birth to twins. Under Bambi's watchful eye is the new great prince of the forest, which is kind of a sad ending.
Because, like, his dad had to have died.
Well, yeah, that's not what I was thinking about, though.
What's sad about it?
Just because, like, now he's not, like, because he didn't really know his dad, the prince of the forest. So now he's going to watch from afar at his kids. Feline's never going to probably see him again.
The Animal Kingdom, man.
It's sad. Okay, well, that was Bambi.
I don't know what to tell you.
It was an hour nine. I like that.
Yeah, the next one is not, but the next one's good.
But we're not getting into that yet. I have some background. Okay. Not much background.
Okay,
fine. Are you ready? Yeah. Okay, "Man in the Forest" was a code phrase used by Disney's employees when Walt Disney was coming down the hallway.
Really?
Yeah, "Man in the Forest." Bambi.
Was he the kind of boss that people wanted to take a vacation?
I don't know. Bambi was Walt Disney's personal favorite of all of his animated features. The original novel, Bambi, A Life in the Woods, which was written in 1923, is not a work intended for children, and Walt Disney toned down much of the material. By one description of the novel, it consists of 293 pages packed with blood and guts action, sexual conquest, and betrayal.
About deer?
The forest characters include cutthroats and miscreants, including six murderers.
But, like, deer.
I guess so. I don't know,
the perspective of deer?
I guess so. I don't know.
I want to read this.
Paula Winslow, who voiced Bambi's mother, married John Sutherland, who voiced Bambi as an adult. This is the first Disney animated feature film to not have any humans, and the only one to do so until Robin Hood.
Yeah, but Robin Hood.
I mean, they have human.
It doesn't count.
Characteristics. I mean, it does, because it's not humans. And this one technically does. You just can't see them.
Yeah. So one, I do not agree with that.
Okay.
Piece of trivia.
Okay. One of the many rejected ideas was to show the hunter killed by the very forest fire that he had accidentally started.
I mean, that's intense.
In the original script, Bambi was shot instead of his mother. But Walt Disney dismissed the idea and moved the shooting to Bambi's mother. Bambi does get shot later in the film, but he survives. So is Bambi going to die originally?
I don't know, man. Apparently there's like murderers in the forest. Yeah.
The hunter who shoots Bambi's mother was originally going to be included as a character in the movie. But for a man to shoot the mother of the hero, he would have to be clearly cruel and villainous for children to accept him. Since Walt Disney didn't want to be seen as maligning hunters as evil, the character was cut and never shown in the final version of the film.
But like kind of evil.
Yeah.
Is he like is killing animals that you have fallen in love with and destroying the forest?
Yeah.
How do people who like hunt feel about this movie? Like, that's my question.
I have no idea.
Because I was watching it and I was thinking, like, I've known people who hunt.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, yeah, no, I like work with people whose partners hunt. And I wonder, like, do they watch these movies? Like, this movie? Like, do they watch it and think, like...
I don't know. Probably as a kid. I don't know about as they're older.
Just seems strange. Like, yeah. I don't know. Because when I watched it when I was a kid, like, I didn't think anything of it. No one hunted that I knew. But, like, now, living in Oklahoma and having lived in Louisiana, I feel like I know people who were hunting. It's a very big part of their lives. I just had a coworker tell me today that her grandfather had, like, a gun collection. Like, antique gun collection. And I was like... That's insane. Not a thing I ever would have heard in a previous life, but in this one, that seems totally normal.
Bambi was originally supposed to go back to his mother after she was shot and find her in a pool of blood. The idea was scrapped, which is why...
Because it's Disney!
Which is why I always picture the mom in blood, in a pool of blood. Whenever I thought of this, that's what I pictured. But if you look it up, like Bambi's mother's death online, there's a picture of Bambi standing over his mom.
Oh, God.
And I don't know if in a pool of blood. And I don't know if it was
if it was ever
the actual version, or if somebody just drew it. But whenever I think of that, I was going to talk about how weird it was that we saw the blood when she died. I was going to talk about that as a part of it, and I thought, wait a minute, that might be just pictures I've seen. Yeah. So today, I actually rewatched the Bambi's mother's death scene.
Oh, did you?
To make sure. And I realized, oh, that's just people's drawings.
I have to keep reminding myself that, like, we grew up with these movies, and, like, we all make jokes now about how Disney always kills off a parent. But when I watch it with my kids now, I'm like, oh my god, this is going to be too hard for them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but I survived.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I watched people's parents die growing up, and we did okay. I don't know. All of us have, like, anxiety and depression and have therapists. And...
Oh, yeah. Maybe
so, we're not doing so great.
That was Bambi. What do you get it? What do you give it out of 10 cups of coffee?
You know, it's really not my favorite Disney movie. I'd say like 3 or 4.
Okay. I'll give it a 6.
Yeah.
I think it's probably in the top half.
Especially
the early ones. Snow White is trash. So like when I think of the early movies, it's in the top half.
It's beautifully done. Like the artwork is beautiful. The music is beautiful. Yeah. I just don't care all that much.
Who would like this in the universe of Gilmore Girls?
Anyone? I don't know.
Okay. I mean, I think...
I feel like with movies like this, like, I can't answer that question. Just like, any of them? Everyone just watched... Like, what you were saying. Like, it's just always been there.
Yeah. I don't know anybody that would really go back to it, like, as an adult.
Yeah, I don't know anyone that would be like, oh, Bambi, that's my favorite Disney movie. Like, no. Right. I don't know. Kirk is weird. Maybe he would like it.
Best character in the show? Alright, so the next movie we're going to watch is Christine.
I'm excited.
Yeah,
you've never seen it, right?
I've never seen it.
I'm excited.
No, is that the car movie?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess that's all I know about it.
I'm excited. I mean, it's Stephen King, but
yeah.
I'm excited.
Alright, so we will. It's a longer movie. It's not an hour 9.
No.
So maybe it'll be a longer podcast.
And we might have more to talk about.
Yeah. So check us out next time for Christine. Bye.
Bye.